All right, welcome back to Who's Talking. Got a little administrative stuff to do. First of all, happy Halloween to everybody out there. I don't think we mentioned that in the first segment. We do thank Tony Covington for joining us. We will have Dr. Boyd Rawls of Ortho Virginia here momentarily. And don't forget, second half hour, we have Dave Glenn of the ACC Sports Journal. Next week, Mark Verica, former Virginia quarterback, Dan Bonner to talk a little basketball. We're on the verge of basketball season. Frank was down at Operation Basketball last week, had a little incident coming back, unfortunately, with a car, but nevertheless, and Dr. Glenn Kerr will do the ortho injury report next week. But right now, speaking, we've got the LeClaire Ryan play of the game with Darren.
Well, the LeClaire Ryan play of the game, I think what we've decided upon is the 30-yard pass right down the middle from Ben Curt, the
fourth down
pass late in the game to keep the drive alive to make sure that we get that touchdown at the end of
which
the game.
Which was a pass to Donnie Dowling, which was his second score, and then they went for the two-point play, which at the time seemed a little risky, but they made it work, and Albert Reed was the hero. Ben Curt redeemed himself, gave the Hoos a one-point lead, and we're going to leave it at that. All right, without further ado, we need to get to our good doctor, Dr. Boyd Rawls of Ortho Virginia. Dr. Rawls, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yeah, thanks for having me again.
It's terrific to have you. Boyd, UVA issued a release today that two players had, well, at least one player we know had surgery, and one the other we believe had surgery. Richard Burney, the tight end, who's the long snapper for punts and sometimes field goals, I believe, he had wrist surgery today. And that means that Zach Bradshaw, the UVA linebacker, has now got to handle those duties. Not that he isn't capable, but there's nobody behind him with any training. So they're going to have to work with somebody this week as a backup. And then we also know that Kirk Garner had a bad knee injury during the game, and he most likely is out for the year. I have not heard anything new. I don't know if you've gotten any information potentially from Dr. Jody Smith or some of your other colleagues there, but they were handling him very gingerly. What did you notice?
Yeah, it looked like a pretty bad injury to me. You know, so I don't know. I mean, again, it's tough always to speculate with these things, but there's so many, and there's such a variety of particularly at this point in the season. You know, a season-ending, you know, injuries to the knee. So, you know, it seems pretty serious, definitely.
Dr. Rawls, back to Burney with that wrist surgery. What are some of the things that would likely cause surgery from the standpoint of the wrist, and what's the likely recovery from that?
Yeah, I mean, they're the usual things like fractures and ligament injuries and things like that. You know, there's certainly some. Again, it's tough to know exactly what went on with him, but I mean, there's certainly some injuries, you know, with some of the carpal bones, like the scaphoid and things like that, that may not be apparent, you know, initially, you know, that may kind of present over a week or two of somebody trying to keep playing. And a lot of those things, you know, the fractions in particular, that's a pretty lengthy recovery there. And at this point, again, I mean, I don't know if I don't have any specifics on what they were doing for him or what the injury was, but. You know, I'd imagine that'd be a while, you know, out for him. I don't know if you have any other information on it.
Well, at this point, we still have not heard anything else. Andrew Brown went down late in the game on Louisville's last drive and appeared to be angry with himself about the injury. He was waving his arm and hitting the ground with his arm while he was lying on his back. We know that Brown has had a separated shoulder. And is wearing a special harness to keep the shoulder in place. It is also understood that Brown is being introduced to the media tomorrow, and I wouldn't think that the coaches, Bronco included obviously, would want Andrew Brown talking to the media if there was some sort of major injury to him. Looking back at Virginia's injuries, we all know that Darius Lattimore, a key defensive back, had ACL, MDL, and a meniscus tear earlier this season. Let's hope that Kirk Garner, who's been really the hard luck kid, if there ever was, with a lot of different injuries, let's hope he hasn't suffered the same kind of thing. But what have you been seeing lately in your practice at Ortho Virginia, Boyd?
You know, again, I do mostly upper extremity stuff. You know, a lot of you know, wrist fractures and, you know, young folks with, you know, usually simple things like wrist sprains and, you know, elbow injuries, stuff like that, and certainly the fractures that kind of go with them. But, you know, I mean, it's the same sort of stuff, and it's, you know, certainly a pleasure treating that. You know, I hope, you know, they got a great staff up there in Virginia, particularly with these, you know, these multi-ligamentous, as we call them, knee injuries, and I know they'll take good care of them. You know, so I hope it's very, very pleased to have a good year next year. So,
Is your uncle, Gordy Rawls, showing you some of the ropes?
Oh, he certainly is. Yeah, he's it's been a pleasure working with him. You know, he's been great. So,
well, if things ever get slow, he can tell you some Frank McHugh stories for sure.
I was going to say, sounds like you got some staff help in the background there. Somebody getting ready for Halloween in the background.
My little princess.
Well, listen, you be safe out there, Boyd, okay?
All right, I appreciate it. Y'all have a good evening.
All right, we want to thank Boyd Rawls and everyone at Ortho Virginia. They've been terrific sponsors and excellent contributors. We're going to head to break. On the other side, we've got Dave Glenn, a radio commentator and one of the editors of the ACC Sports Journal. Stay with us for Who's Talking.